Welcome to episode one of School and Childcare Transitions. Going into a new classroom or starting a new school is a huge transition with a new attachment figure, somebody that is going to be in charge of keeping them safe all day long, who they have to get to know that they don't know yet. It's a big deal, and I'm here to guide you through this. We have five short episodes that will walk you through different steps to take to help this transition be as seamless and emotionally supportive as possible. Buckle up here, folks. All right, let's dive into episode one. Welcome to Voices of Your Village, a place where parents, caregivers, teachers, and experts come to support one another on this wild ride of raising tiny humans. We combine decades of experience with the latest research to create the modern parenting village. Let's dive into honest conversation about real parenting challenges so it doesn't have to be this hard. I'm your host, Alyssa Blass Campbell. When it comes to any new transitions or things coming up for kids that are going to be new, I want to share what we know with visual aids. Visual aids are so key for helping kids make sense of the world and to keep track of information. We use them as adults all the time. If I told you that you were going to be starting a new job and that there would be new people there and you'll get to know all of it once you get there, I didn't tell you when it was happening. I didn't show you any pictures or give you any information about the workplace or your coworkers or who your boss is. I didn't let you know what your day-to-day would look like. It literally would be so overwhelming for you because you'd be like, wait, what? I don't have enough information. I have more questions than answers, and I need a little bit more from you, Alyssa. When we tell kids, you're going to be starting at a new school, and it'll be so fun. You're going to do really fun things throughout the day. You're going to meet new friends. It'll be great. But we don't give them more information. They're left with more questions than answers, which can breed anxiety. Now, navigating the unknown and embracing the fact that there will always be some things that are unknown is one thing. But we can set them up for as much success as possible here. Some of my favorite visual aids are a calendar, so they can see what's today, and then when am I starting at this new school? When is this big transition happening? In my house, we have a calendar, and I started using it when my child turned one. He doesn't actively use it yet, but we reference it. It's pictures for him to look at. He knows that the yellow one is today, and I have a little today is behind there. And then there's a picture of his childcare provider, or a picture of me if it's a mama day, or a picture of Nana if he's going to be spending the day with Nana, or a picture of our family if it's a family day. When he looks at the calendar and he sees that yellow card that says today is, which he cannot read yet, but that's fine. He knows that means today. He can see, oh, today's a mama day, or today's a day I go to school, or today's a home day with our whole family.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
In the same way that we use calendars, and sometimes I'm still like, what day even is it? Like, have to look at a calendar to see what day it is. We want to give this gift to them as well, letting them see what's today, when are those school days. So they're not asking, is it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? They can really see it, and we can direct them to it. Is tomorrow a school day? Let's look at the calendar and see. Another visual that is so helpful for kids are pictures. So it could be pictures of the classroom, pictures of the teachers or staff at school, pictures of the playground, and really like, what's the space going to look like? Maybe you're going to print them off and put them together like a little book, or maybe you're going to keep them in an album on your phone and you can search through them with your child and say, let's take a look again. Do you want to look at your new school? I noticed when we're looking at your classroom this time, there's a block area over there. Wow, that's so neat. I wonder what you'll build in that block area. Just helping them tune into like, here's what to expect. Here's what the space is going to look like. That familiarity will make those early days a little easier because the brain's going to say, oh, I've seen this before. It feels a little bit familiar, which means I feel a little safer. Another visual that we can bring into play here is the schedule for the day. So maybe you can make little cards that have a picture of, all right, we're going to get ready in the morning. Here's what that's going to look like. Then we're going to get in the car and you're going to go to school. And I was talking to Miss Samina, and she said that when you get to school, you will get to choose where you're going to play. And then when all the kids are there, then it will be time for snack. And then we're going to do a circle time and read a book or do an activity. And then you're going to get ready to go outside. Just like letting them know, like, what's the schedule for the day look like? And you can do this with words. You can do it with visuals. Visuals are a game changer because they can look back at it. They can check back on what is that schedule? What should I expect? So you can check in with their teachers ahead of time and say, what's the schedule for the day? I'm going to guide my kid through it so that they know what to expect. Now, a number of these that I've mentioned are available in our shop. If you go to seedandsow.org, you can access our shop at the bottom of the page and head on over and snag some of these. They're available for download, and then you can just print them. They're available for download because I'm not the kind of human that creates them myself. So I reached out to our person who runs our graphics. Shout out to Becky, who's incredible. And she made them for me to use in my own household. I'm definitely more of a download it that's already pre-made kind of gal. So do with that what you will. If you are feeling crafty and you want to make them, awesome. If not, we've got some for you. And another visual to incorporate, and this could be in your schedule, it could be in your calendar, or it could be a separate visual, is who's doing drop-off, who's doing pickup, so that your child knows who to expect. Okay, tomorrow when we get ready, I know mama's going to drop me off and mommy's going to pick me up, or daddy's going to bring me and nana's going to pick me up. So they know what to expect, who to expect. Again, when we know what's coming next, it helps our nervous system feel safe. It's comforting. And it doesn't mean we will always have all the information. We won't. And we'll talk about how to navigate that anxiety with kids and when to talk about school coming. That's coming in a couple episodes. Today, here are just things that we will address. The information that we know. Here's the teacher, here's the name of the school, this will be your schedule for the day, here's who's picking you up and dropping you off, with visuals. So now would be the time to like gather your visuals, start creating those. And then in a couple episodes, we'll dive into when to talk about it, when to tell your child, and how to support them, depending on their nervous system, as to whether earlier is better, a little closer to the date is better. It really depends on how they navigate anxiety. We'll dive into that soon. So go ahead, go get your visuals up and running, and join me tomorrow to talk about the feelings and coping strategies part of a transition. Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Your Village. Check out the transcript at voicesofyourvillage.com. Did you know that we have a special community over on Instagram hanging out every day with more free content? Come join us at seed.and.sow, S-E-W. Take a screenshot of you tuning in, share it on the gram, and tag seed.and.sow to let me know your key takeaway. If you're digging this podcast, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We love collaborating with you to raise emotionally intelligent humans.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.